Spider Program, a copyrighted feature coast to coast, presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater time. Broadway is excited tonight. An important event is about to take place. There's a brand new play opening at the Little Theater off Times Square. Advance notices say it's a hilarious comedy romance that's sure to make a hit. And that's enough advance notice for us that the streets will be jammed and the theater packed. So let's be on our way. It's just a short walk around the corner. Will you join me? Yes, the sidewalks are crowded all right. And lots of the men and women are in uniform. Shall we cross here? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square. Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, it looks like a capacity house tonight. Lucky we made our reservations in advance. Well, now that we're comfortably seated, let's have a look at the program. Our popular leading lady, Barbara Luddy, is starred in a new play entitled Speak Ever So Gently by Peggy Blake. Playing opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Olin Soleil, and they're supported by an all-star cast. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, just before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra.
Unfortunate children in Beaver, Ohio. You coming down off the silver screen to make this lovable human gesture. America's favorite actor emerging from Hollywood as Atlantis emerged from the ocean.
Atlantis didn't emerge. Atlantis sunk. You get what I mean?
Well, I talked with Brinker and with Duffy and with Schmaltz. The studio's behind us 100%. 200%. They agree it's the greatest publicity stunt that's hit this cockeyed town in its entire cockeyed history.
Don't be vulgar, dear.
Are you trying to tell me that Hollywood isn't cockeyed?
It is. And you know why? It's because actors have agents like you. And agents don't have blood in their veins. Only crazy publicity stunts. Me dedicate a children's home. In where?
Beaver, Ohio.
Oh, brother.
And a neater idea I never did have. I can see it now. The small town, ivy-covered cottages, the old church clock pealing on the hour. Simple folk wending their way home through elm-shaded streets after a day of honest toil.
I think I'm going to be sick.
No, but it's terrific. You, David Stanley, in this warm, earthy setting, being warm and earthy.
Yeah, so are sandhogs. Kit, for 3 years you've been my agent. You wangled appointments and pushed me through doors. You beat bosses over their egg-shaped heads. You had me seen in the right places with the right people.
When nobody else would touch you, remember that, David. The day you walked into my office, I said to myself, that boy could be sensational. I believed in you, didn't I? I fought a one-woman war to get you into the studio, didn't I? I screamed like a mother tiger until I got you a decent part, didn't I?
Sure.
Okay. I'm appealing to your better nature.
I hear you, but I don't feel anything. Kid, I'm an actor.
That we won't argue.
I never dedicated anything in my life, and I won't start now. Especially with kids. I'm allergic to them.
Haven't you ever held a tiny baby in your arms?
No, have you?
Once, with disastrous results.
Uh-huh. See? You admit it.
But these kids are from 5 to 12. Orphans with no families, no homes, no nothing.
I'll mail them a check in the morning.
In the morning, you'll be on a train aimed straight at Beaver, Ohio.
Yeah, not me.
You forced me to remind you of a contract. Section B, paragraph 13, clause 9. In big, bold letters, it says, I am the sole and exclusive owner of the right to decide where, when, and how you shall be publicized. If I wanted you to crawl on your knees down Hollywood Boulevard, you'd crawl. If I want you to swim the Hellespont, you'd swim. And if I want you to dedicate a children's home in Badger, Ohio, you'll dedicate it.
You said Beaver, Ohio.
Beaver, Badger, Skunk Hollow, you'll go there, friend, and like it.
Some mournful sound. Probably announcing our arrival to the inmates of Beaver. When do we land?
In a couple of minutes. Porter has our luggage. He's all ready to throw it.
Throw it?
Well, the train doesn't actually stop at Beaver, they tell me. It just pauses long enough to snort.
Oh, fine. Lovely entrance I'll make, won't I? Everybody in the county at the station and me flying off the train and smack onto my face.
Not your face, David. We'll need that for photographs.
Oh, fine.
Buck up. Be public-spirited. Be happy. I am.
Yeah, why not? You got your way.
Think of the sweet little tots you'll be sponsoring, sending them off on the road of life.
Don't make me cry, dear. My mascara, you know.
Who brings joy into the world? Children. What's nearest every man's heart? Children. What's nearest every woman's heart?
Me?
Children. You might mention that to the crowd at the station.
You mention it. It drips off you like the coating off a candied apple. Kit, you aren't serious about this stuff, are you?
Oh, that's us. Come on, David. Get your hat.
Yes, Mama.
Don't try to do any bowing until we reach solid ground.
And where's the conductor?
I haven't bumped into him since he asked me for your autograph. I told him you couldn't write.
Well, there. There's an open door. Where's the porter? I don't see our luggage anywhere. My striped trousers are in the alligator bag. Yeah, I know. We can always get me another alligator.
Hey, it's moving.
Hurry up, kid. Stand back. I'll jump first.
Oh, every man for himself, huh?
I'll catch you. It's a cinch. I did it in Texas Bandit when the Herald was on the train and
Yeah, I saw the picture. Do something.
Up and away. Well, hey, jump, kid. Jump.
Oh, David.
Jump. Don't leave me alone in Beaver.
All right. Don't rush me. Here I come.
I'll catch you.
Hang on.
Don't worry. I've got you. Who was griping about an entrance? That was colossal.
What a man, Stanley. Put me down, David.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, shouldn't the band be striking up? Hey, look.
Look at what? David.
Is this Beaver? Good night. We got off the wrong place.
No, there's a sign on the depot.
Yeah, but where is everybody? This is the day, isn't it?
This is the day.
Platform's empty.
As a tomb.
Worse, empty as last year's love affair.
Well, that shows how our minds work. David, this is terrible.
Excuse me.
What?
Well, hello.
Mr. Stanley.
Yes.
David, we can get paid for that.
I'm here to meet you, Mr. Stanley. On behalf of Beaver, I wish to welcome you.
Have Beaver speak for itself?
What?
Oh, this is my agent, Miss Kit Marshall.
Oh,
likewise. Where is Beaver?
Beyond the hill.
Burrowing away like mad, no doubt. I mean, where's the citizenry? Where's the woman's club? Where's the janitor? Where's the mayor?
He's home. I'm his daughter.
She's the mayor's daughter, kid. She's the mayor's daughter, and I'm the traveling...
Never mind.
You're the Miss Marshall who wrote to my father, I guess.
I guess. We had a gigantic correspondence. Plans were laid, beautiful plans, all about receptions and speeches and flowers and things. We practically fell in love with each other.
Well, I talked to Daddy. I told him Mr. Stanley was coming here for the dedication simply because he adores children. I told Daddy Mr. Stanley wouldn't want any publicity.
And what did Daddy say?
Oh, he said that was right. No publicity. We wouldn't want to sully a warm, earthy gesture with publicity. Not a word to the paper, not a word to the town. Nobody knows you're in Beaver, Mr. Stanley. Not a single soul. Isn't that wonderful?
Let me at her.
Yes.
Let me at her. I'll clip her, so help me, David. I'll tear her limb from limb.
This summer, you'll have an opportunity to do more with your complexion than ever before. Now, let me put it this way. Would you like to add a fresh, natural-looking color tone to your face of just the right shade for your summertime complexion? Then try Solitaire Cake Makeup. Would you like your complexion to look petal-textured and satin-smooth for hours and hours while you're working in the daytime or dancing at night? Then try Solitaire. If you need to hide slight skin imperfections, then again, the answer is Solitaire Cake Makeup. And this summer, with Solitaire available in ample quantities all over the country, there's no need to deny yourself the complexion beauty which Solitaire will give you. A new, exciting loveliness that you may never have dreamed possible. Now remember this too, please. Solitaire gives you this new beauty safely. It contains lanolin to help you avoid skin dryness. Solitaire, you see, is good to your skin. And it's so good to your pocketbook, too. There is no finer quality cake makeup anywhere. Yet, for only 60 cents, Solitaire gives you one of the largest compacts of cake makeup on the market. So step up to your favorite cosmetic counter and insist on Solitaire in any one of six flattering shades.
To your rooms. Peter will bring your luggage up later. The house is yours, Mr. Stanley. You don't know how we've looked forward to having you as our guest.
Well, that's very kind of you, Miss...
Gracious, I didn't introduce myself, did I?
Let everybody call everybody Butch.
My name's Roxanne Horton.
Roxanne?
It's from the play Cyrano de Bergerac. Mama was reading it when I was born.
Cyrano was the guy with the tremendous nose, wasn't he?
Mama said Daddy reminded her of Cyrano. So romantic and all.
Are the ladies in your family partial to romance?
Well, We wouldn't snub it if it tapped us on the shoulder.
So often romance folks are square in the teeth. That's my thought for the day.
Are you speaking from experience, Miss Marshall?
From observation, Miss Horton.
This is your room, Mr. Stanley.
Oh, thanks. Hey, wait. I think you made a mistake. That's the zoo.
The zoo?
Animals. Millions of animals in there. Shut the door quick. They might stampede. Shut the door.
They're dead.
Dead?
And stuffed. Daddy's hunting trophies. I had them moved from the den into your room. From your last picture, I thought, you do like animals, don't you? The movie magazines are always pointing out how fond you are of dogs and horses and lions and things. Oh, come in. Honestly, they're dead.
Are you sure?
Touch one.
No, thank you.
This is Alfred.
A tiger?
Daddy shot him in Asia. He measures 6¼ feet.
Oh, that's nice.
And look, over the mantel. What's that?
Your father?
It's a moose head.
Well, I didn't know. Cyrano de Bergerac and everything.
I hope you'll be very comfortable in here, Mr. Stanley. All of you.
Yeah. Well, now, listen, I hate to crowd them. Wouldn't it be better if... There must be a hotel, even in Beaver.
Oh, we wouldn't think of it. Why, Daddy'd be heartbroken if you didn't stay with us. So would I.
Well...
Luncheon's at 1. You'll have time to rest before then.
Rest? With these ghouls staring at me? I couldn't close an eye. Bears and foxes and elephants and coyotes?
Oh, that isn't a coyote, Mr. Stanley. It's a wolf.
Relax, David. You're among friends.
Your room is across the hall, Miss Marshall. I'll show you.
Kit, you wouldn't desert me. Suppose they came to life or something. Me alone and unarmed. Caught like a rat in a trap. Kit!
David, I have only one thing to say to you.
What?
Oh! Here, Miss Marshall. Will this be all right?
Oh, thank you. It's perfect.
It isn't lavish, I'm afraid.
I have very simple taste, Miss Horton, in everything. In food, in clothes, in acting.
Really?
Look, sugar, you aren't going to overdo it, are you?
Overdo what?
The small-town character. Batting your eyes at the station, turning David's room into a taxidermist's dream, deciding that he isn't here for anything except his desire to express a great love for children.
This dedication ceremony is tomorrow afternoon, Miss Marshall.
Yeah.
Luncheon's at 1.
And meanwhile, Roxy, I'll have me a bit of a whirl through Beaver. Mercy, what a way to die. A beautiful drugstore you have. Chocolate soda, please. They're my favorite. They're David Stanley's favorite, too. David Stanley, the movie actor? Well, he's at the mayor's house, you know. My, what an enterprising little bank this is. Just so thick and span. Will you cash this check for me? It's drawn against David Stanley's account in Hollywood. David Stanley? Oh, yes, he's here in Beaver. May I use your telephone? I want to call David Stanley. No, not long distance. He's at the mayor's house. Well, he certainly is. Call up yourself if you don't believe me.
But the hotel's upside down. How could they have found out he was here at our house?
I can't imagine.
Daddy's going crazy. They've swarmed into his office from every side. Oh, not again. I'm not going to answer it. I just won't answer it. It's been ringing every 10 seconds for the past 3 hours.
Fun, isn't it?
Fun? I'm losing my mind.
Hey, there are people standing under my window leering at me. Why don't you answer that telephone?
Oh, hello. Yes, Mrs. Ferguson. I'll ask him. Mr. Stanley, do you want to speak to the garden club?
No, I have rose fever.
No, Mrs. Ferguson, he has rose fever.
What's that? People. Scads and scads of people, all panning for David Stanley.
Well, don't sit there smirking at me.
We've got the house surrounded. We're cut off. Reinforcements couldn't possibly get through. Now you know how Custer felt at Bunker Hill.
Valley Forge.
Little Big Horn.
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, yes, Miss Horton. This is what you get for having anything to do with a celebrity. They'd be climbing in the window any minute now.
Come on, we can sneak out the back way.
With David's public clamoring for him, don't be silly.
He can have his public and his public can have him. Only first go with me to the children's home. The ceremony's tomorrow. You'll have to see everything's in order. There won't be any crime if they get hold of him.
Yeah, that's an idea, kid. Maybe you'd better.
You come too, Mr. Stanley. Oh, that phone. This is the office, Miss Marshall.
Didn't I hear children?
Yes, there are several of them in the home. We couldn't wait for Mr. Stanley's kiss before we opened the doors.
You really must try not to be bitter, dear.
Kit! Oh, Kit!
Uh-oh, when he wails, he's in trouble.
Kit! Kit, look.
Well, what have you got there?
Hello.
I haven't got her. She's got me. All of a sudden, there she was. I didn't know where she came from.
Hello, Millie. 290, please.
What are you doing?
Calling my father.
Millie, shouldn't you be in bed?
No, ma'am.
Well, those are pajamas you're wearing, aren't they?
Millie, could I have my finger, please? shit, she's hanging onto my finger.
She won't bite you.
He's pretty, isn't he?
Just like peppermint candy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If you sit down, I'll sit on your lap.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Go on, David, it won't hurt you.
Is your name David?
I guess so.
Let Millie sit on your lap. How old are you?
10,006.
I mean Millie.
Oh.
I'm 5 1/2.
That's it. Jump right up there. Well, David, she becomes you.
I'm not in the least maternal.
But did you ring? Hello.
Hello, Father. You smell nice, David.
I do.
Daddy, we're at the home now. We came in the back door so nobody saw us. You get right down here as fast as you can. Mr. Stanley can do his dedicating tonight.
What?
Hurry, Daddy.
Now, you listen to me.
Miss Marshall, if you think I'll let you use these children for publicity purposes, you're mistaken. You what? What, Daddy?
Give me that phone.
What, Daddy?
Millie, where'd you get so many freckles?
I haven't got any freckles.
Sure you have.
What?
What's the matter?
Measles.
Measles?
Measles.
Here in the home? Quarantine this afternoon. Oh, Daddy.
Measles? David, drop that child.
May I issue a friendly word of caution to those of you who stop using a hand lotion in the summertime? I wonder why you stop. Your hands are very apt to lose so much of their youthful appearing charm, you know, when you abandon daily hand care. So don't take the risk. Do like thousands of other women who realize that the precious beauty of their hands is fragile. Use Campana Cream Balm, the new lotion with lanolin, day in and day out, right through the warm weather months. Campana Cream Balm containing lanolin will help you to avoid dry skin, no matter how often you wash your hands or how much work you do in Victory Garden or at home or factory or office. Lanolin is the substance that most nearly duplicates the softening functions of the natural oils of your skin. So use Campana Cream Balm each time after you wash your hands. See how creamy smooth it is, how delightfully fragrant, instantly soothing, and completely free of after-use stickiness, even on the hottest day. Ask for Campana Cream Balm, the new lotion with lanolin, in the yellow and white carton. If your hands become extra dry and extra sensitive to hard water and harsh soaps and cleaners, you may prefer Campana's other lotion, the rich, concentrated, original Campana Balm in the green and white carton.
Then these freckles on Millie's face aren't freckles, they're measles.
Put her down, David. We've got to get out of here.
Well, you can't. We're quarantined for 2 weeks. Daddy says there's a sign on the front door.
Yeah, so you have to bring us in by the back door. I'll bet David's last dollar you knew about the measles.
I did not. If you think I deliberately arranged it so I'd have to spend the next 2 weeks with a couple of publicity-hungry Hollywood...
Listen, Miss Horton, we don't grab at publicity skirts because we're crazy about the old girl. We're simple people.
About as simple as Einstein's theory of relativity.
What's that, David?
I don't know, Millie. She doesn't either.
We've got to get out of this place.
But I'm the mayor's daughter.
You said that.
It wouldn't do for the mayor's daughter and the mayor's guest to run around town spreading measles.
Oh, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Would anybody mind if I had a screening fit?
Oh, not at all. Feel better?
No.
What's she yelling about, David?
I don't know, Millie. She doesn't either.
Look, Miss Horton, Roxanne... Maybe you'd like a screen test.
I can't be bribed.
But nobody knows we're here. We could... Hello? Yes, Mr. Beacon?
Who's Mr. Beacon?
Editor of the paper.
Lovely.
Yes, Mr. Beacon? Oh, he did he?
Your father told him about this.
Yes, Mr. Beacon. The minute Mr. Stanley knew the children had measles, he rushed right in like Rockenvor. His horse is parked at the curb. Well, naturally, Mr. Beacon, he'll work his fingers to the bone to nurse them back to health. You may phone that message to the Associated Press. Goodbye, Mr. Deacon. Top that one, Roxy.
How many children are there?
9, besides Millie.
Kids.
And no nurses and no doctors, just Mrs. Walker, who's in charge. And you can work a finger to the bone for each of the 10 children. Top that one, Miss Marshall.
Hey, honey, what's this? Oh, Millie, don't.
What's everybody mad for?
Now there, you see, you've scared Millie. Oh, don't cry, honey.
Millie, don't be upset. I assure you, we're not displeased with you.
We're not displeased with you, my heavens. You don't talk to a child like that. Come on, Millie, darling. Let Roxanne tuck her little angel into bed.
No, I want David. Did you?
Sure, honey, I've got you. Come on. Where's your room, Freckles?
As a child psychologist, you're a good mayor's daughter.
Kids! in the basement?
Yes, David, over by the laundry tub.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, boiling the sheets, huh?
What?
I said you're boiling the sheets.
The people who discovered malaria have nothing on me.
What?
Never mind. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, David, you don't have to scrub the floor on your knees.
Well, I've got dishpan hands. Why not dishpan knees? Did you finish ironing?
Yes. My back's yelling traitor at me. Hi.
Oh, hello, Kit.
Hello. Well, Roxanne, when they let you out of the salt mine?
Do I look that bad?
None of us can complain about looks. What a week.
Bobby finally broke out. He must have been exposed before we isolated him. Don't you hate me when I get so technical.
Mrs. Walker ought to have the kids' supper trays ready by now.
I'll take Millie's to her.
I wonder why he feels he has to do that every night, Kit.
Chances are Millie shares her supper with him.
She does. I get all the cake frosting, so there.
Yes, Mr. Horton, I'm glad you phoned. Everything's under control. Children are coming along beautifully. We haven't dropped a stitch. Yeah, only two more days and it'll be over. We'll never forget Beaver, believe me. The dedication ceremony day after tomorrow. Well, I don't know, Mr. Horton. I've got to talk to David about it. He and Roxanne are chucking the kids in for the night. Let me ring you back in half an hour, will you?
Oh, the county's for David. Sure, I have to have a drink of water.
Yeah, she always does.
Is Millie asleep?
Yeah. Cute, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
David.
Go to sleep, honey. The princess is waiting for you.
Princess?
Yeah, it's a story we have.
Have you been telling Millie bedtime stories?
Sure. I'm pretty handy at it, too.
She'll miss you, David. We all will. I think I should apologize. I was very wrong about you. I thought you were coming to Beaver just because it would make good copy for the papers.
Roxanne.
No, let me say it. It seems so cheap to me using children that way. I was so sure they didn't mean anything to you. Well, I was wrong. These past 2 weeks you've been wonderful and the kids love you. You're a very real person. Would you care if I kissed you? Salute, senor.
Salute, Roxanne.
Oh, Kit.
I didn't mean to. I just happened to be passing. I
was apologizing to David.
A very thorough apology.
Do you mind?
No. I've got to explain something, Roxanne. I know you like David. He likes you. So don't blame him for any of this. It was for publicity, but it was my idea. David objected like a mule the whole time. It was cheap. And there you have my epitaph. However, there'll be no ceremony, no blowing of horns, no crowds, no speeches.
But, Kit, if it would help, you deserve it.
No, no ceremony. These kids, well, you can't feed them and bathe them and take their temperatures and play games and try to wish every measles spot off them without... Oh, call me soft-headed. Go on, call me soft-headed.
Would soft-hearted do?
Me? Don't be silly. Not old 10% Marshall. Never had a heartbeat in my life. Well, David, on to Hollywood, huh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the boys at the studio laugh if they found out what we've been doing?
Yeah.
Ha ha, like that. Beaver wasn't a bad town, was it? No, it wasn't, Kit.
Kit, I've got to go back.
Back?
To Beaver. I've got to.
Yeah. Yeah, I rather expected you would. You're in love with her, aren't you?
Am I? They were the happiest 2 weeks I've ever known. She was swell all through it, wasn't she?
Swell.
She kissed me goodnight every night.
Oh?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I can imagine it.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Not a thing. I'm very glad for you.
Oh, Kit, she and I'll have a great time. I can adopt her.
Adopt her? Are you insane?
Insane?
You'll have to marry her.
Marry her?
You couldn't adopt her, David, for heaven's sake.
Why couldn't I?
Why, she's 23 if she's a day.
23? She's 5 and a half.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Millie.
Millie?
Well, certainly.
Oh, David.
Kit, did you think I meant... Why, you did. You thought I meant Roxanne. And you didn't like it, did you?
Like it?
Kit, I've waited 3 years to see that look on your face.
David. Oh, David, give me room, darling. I'm breaking up into little pieces.
Maybe I better hold you together.
Please.
David. David, you do smell nice.
Turn around, dear.
Oh, brother, you said it.
The theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at this same time when Barbara Luddy will be starred in an original comedy romance entitled Give Up the Ship. To help win the war, won't you take another look for waste paper and cardboard? Paper is a vital war material, and there's a tremendous shortage which you can help overcome. Don't waste or burn paper. Save all kinds of paper and cardboard and call a junk man or turn it over to your local salvage group. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. First Nighter.
Good night.
The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Men, here's the way to start your day right. I've just finished shaving. I reach for my bottle of Dress Skin, Campana's aftershave lotion. I pour a little in the palm of my hand, pat it on my freshly shaved face. Ah, refreshing, cooling, comforting. Yes, sir, that's the way to start the day with Dress Skin. Spelled D-R-E-S-K-I-N. Campana's aftershave lotion. Again available in limited quantities at your favorite drugstore, 50 cents a bottle.
This is Mutual.